In April, the University of South Florida joined the American College and University Presidents Climate Committee, or ACU-PCC, a group focused on reducing the impact that member schools have on the global climate. USF has recently established a Campus Sustainability Steering Committee to help meet the ACU-PCC's goals. Sharon Hanna-West is a lecturer on ethics and sustainability in USF's Department of Management. She's a member of the Sustainable Steering Committee at USF and co-chair of the Climate Committee.
Any university or college that signs on to this agreement pledges to embed sustainability into curriculum, research, and action. And I think a lot of people, because we're hearing a lot about sustainability these days, might yawn at this kind of an initiative, but I can assure you it's very real, and it's a big commitment.
Hannah West said that part of the ACU-PCC process is to implement a plan of how the university will become climate neutral. That includes an audit of USF's greenhouse gas emissions. A draft report will be completed by December. The university has formed 14 sustainability subcommittees, including transportation and curriculum, Hannah West said.
So we'll get this greenhouse gas emission inventory, and in the meantime, the subcommittees are looking at ways that we can become climate neutral. Now, when you think about becoming climate neutral for a university the size of USF, it's really not unlike trying to make a small city climate neutral, because we also have to consider the footprint of our students and staff and faculty. It's a huge task, but the amazing thing about it is everybody is enthusiastic.
The chair of USF's Department of Geography, Bob Brinkman, is the other co-chair of USF's Sustainability Committee. Brinkman told WMNF what's involved in making an inventory of the university's climate footprint.
What you do is you really look at all avenues of greenhouse gas emissions. You look at everything from energy production to transportation to coolants used through CFCs and things like that. So you actually do a measurement of the annual production of these types of things by the university so that we can get a baseline.
Sharon Hanna-West said that it will be an uphill climb for the campus to become climate neutral. Generating energy from sources like solar that do not emit greenhouse gases will only be part of the solution.
Through efficiencies, we can gain a lot of ground through offsets, through purchasing green power. It's probably going to take, my guess is it's going to take a combination of a lot of different strategies to do that. And again, our target is climate neutrality. What our sustainability plan will do for us, though, is it'll enable us to start improving our present situation immediately. You know, once we can figure out, and we will tackle, I'm sure there will be a practical approach to this, too. We'll tackle the ones that can be done immediately and cost-effectively, and we're going to have to start getting really creative and focused on the ones that are going to be a little more aggressive and long-term.
David Starman is a second-year graduate student pursuing a master's degree in civil and environmental engineering at USF and is interested in making the university more environmentally sustainable.
I guess I would hope that sustainability moves to the forefront of the planning process for the university, that a comprehensive building and development plan is now takes sustainability into account. And further than that, it would be great if we started to implement, some more sustainable practices into the classroom, as far as the curriculum, but also into the daily practices of how the university's operated.
WMNF asked Starman how much input students should have on the sustainability committees.
The more the merrier, really. I think that the students probably have a more progressive attitude than a lot of the administration and faculty. But I think, but I also understand it's got to be a balance of, ideals and reality here. So it'd be great if students were involved in all these and students' ideas were seriously considered and, if not implemented, at least given a valid reason why.
In 2005, USF students led a substantial campaign to make the new Student Center a LEED certified building. Costing tens of millions of dollars, it is one of the largest construction projects at the university. Those efforts were vigorously opposed by some members of the university's administration and ultimately failed. But geology professor Bob Brinkman said the ACU PCC goals are still within reach.
One of the new buildings going up, which is the Patel Center, is going to be a LEEDS building. And I was just in a meeting on that recently. And there's some exciting ideas being floated about how to meet the LEED standard for that building. So, I don't want to dwell on the past because this committee is brand new. The signing of the climate commitment is brand new. And I really think that there's a fresh look at how the university is doing things today.
Brinkman said there are plenty of ways to reduce carbon dioxide emissions on campus. One way is mass transit, including the possibility of a future light rail link between USF and downtown Tampa.
Boy, I would love to see that. I really don't know any of the details on that right now, but we definitely are quite a ways behind on mass transit in this community, and light rail would really take the right step forward. With gas prices the way they are, there's definitely an interested group of people in mass transit. It has to be convenient, it has to be fast, and it has to be accessible. So these are things that I think are very important for us to look for in the future.
To learn more or to get involved with sustainability at USF, call Professor Brinkman at 813-974-4939 or visit usf.edu/sustainability. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.